Yeah, that's relatively new. I actually like the idea. I think it'd be a very cool radio. I do think I'm not sure on the power on that one. You might need an amplifier for your desk. But if you took it in the field, if you were just going to go with one radio in and out, that would be awesome. So yeah, that's got a lot of positives to it, a lot of check boxes. So you got to figure out, do you want two radios or do you want one? I believe the one you're talking about does UHF and VHF as well. I'm not positive of that, but I think it might. So you got to take that into account. All-in-one radios. When I first started, I really wanted one, and at this point, I'm glad I didn't get one because I can do HF work while I'm talking to you here. For instance, I'm doing FT8 on my HF rig. So there's a lot of things you gotta figure out. But yeah, that remote head is real nice on that unit. If that's a priority for you, but and the whole radio itself is actually real good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's not by far the choice, you know, if only, but it caught my eye, and then I'm starting to get that. I bought an antenna off DX Engineering, you know, a 2 meter 440 antenna off them, and so now I'm on their mailing list, so it's kind of cool. So I, you know, thumbing through all that, and I go, oh, that looked nice on my desk, and then I could put that little box in the basement, and then, you know, get 5 wires cheap and connect them together and call it a day. So I thought, okay, but I mean, like I said, I did absolutely no technical research on it. I just the concept caught me of, you know, on it, and of course it has D-Star, but that means nothing because nobody has D-Star and decided to stay.